15 years.
Do you plan to set the trees out here for like tree farming?
No, no. We come up fast enough suit me.
Where would you keep the cows? What besides the pasture? What would you have for them?
We'd have them in a barn down there.
Got a
patch right out there and about an acre in it. Put them in there and let them stay a while.
To fatten them?
No, fatten them. I'm just going to feed them on through the pasture. Let them go on the pasture. Put the feed out and they can just leave it. It don't make me no difference.
If you wanted to milk a cow,
Oh, that brings on a lot of different talk. I've milked all my life, ever since I was 8 years old.
Uh-huh.
And we keep the milk cow out here in the barn every night.
What would you call a little fenced-in place where you could shut her up and keep
separate
her from the calf?
Oh, she stay in the barn, the calf stay in the stall.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I turn the calf out at night. Just leave her shut up in the stall.
Did you ever hear of a milk calf or a cow pen?
Yeah, that's what I was raised with, a cow pen.
What's a cow pen?
It's just a pen where you pin them to milk them.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them at night. If you want to, you can turn them out. Yeah, I've had the milk bucket kicked out of my hand a many times. Been kicked by and stepped on by old cows. Ain't nobody beat me milking. Up till I took all the rice so bad I can't hardly milk.
Is that when you quit having milk cows?
Yeah, when you take all the rice in your hands, you can't milk a cow.
Mm.
You can start, but that's all. Rectally just get to where it won't bend.
Mm. Does it still bother you?
It don't in this end, but it does this one. This is the side I've had it in all the time.
Mm-hmm.
See, I got hurt when I was a little child,
mm-hmm.
and my granddaddy fell down his knees in my back and injured me and ruptured my tooth. I had to be operated on for hernia.
Mm.
I went without one 18 years and then had to be operated.
You had a hernia?
I had two. Had one that didn't last long. They operated on both of them at the same time. And about 3 months after I had the last one, they operated on me.
What would you call a fenced-in place around the barn where all the different animals could walk around?
I just called it penning, pens for them.
Uh-huh. Would you ever call it a lot? Or a corral?
Oh, it didn't. When we had mules, we called it a lot. Sometimes some people called it cow pen a lot. Cow lot.
What about a corral? Do you ever use that word?
I never did use it. We never did have none. But I've worked for men. Haul feed for them in the wintertime.
Uh-huh.
Unload carload feed. I lived down at Marion over in the east side of Union Parish 2 years. And that man I lived with had the I guess 700-800 head in the washcloth bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And we had places built down there to unload a carload of meal and hull, just take it all down there and put it in them feeders.
Mm-hmm.
And they called that a corral. They had a fence around it 10 foot high.
10 foot high?
So they couldn't get out of there. See, they had cows down there 8 and 10 years old.
Uh-huh.
Old big steers and all that. Some of them weigh 1,800, 2,000 pounds.
God. They have bremers?
No, it wasn't. Most of the Durham and just cows. He had all colors, but he didn't have no nothing but Durham bulls.
How many animals could get in a corral?
That whole bunch could get in there. He had about an acre and a half, ain't he?
That's really big.
He had a feed trough along near that pine thicket out there on the other side of the highway, right through the middle of it, with a shed over it.
Uh-huh.
And you scooped that stuff out of the truck, them hulls, with seed forks and corn scoops, seed scoops, over in that